Are your board and C-suite equipped to ethically harness the transformative power of generative AI while mitigating cybersecurity risks? Welcome to Cyberboardcast episode 163. In the digital epoch, where AI's potential is vast, the cybersecurity implications are significant, and the ethical dimension is critical, the mantle of responsibility lies quite heavily on your shoulders as a fiduciary. Now, today's dialogue centers on a strategic and ethical cybersecurity framework, a guiding principle, if you will, for every board and C-suite member. The charge for you is twofold. First, to proactively embed ethical considerations in AI development, and second, to fortify the cybersecurity defenses that protect these innovations. Now, Shane Jones's stance against Microsoft's AI pitfalls, which you might have heard about and can read more about in the enclosed article, heralds a crucial wake-up call for fiduciaries from all walks of life. His revelations are not just about AI's fallibility, but about the imperative to construct cybersecurity defenses that preempt harm while upholding ethical standards. This episode illustrates the complex interplay between the latent risks in AI systems and the need for boards to advocate for robust cybersecurity defenses that preempt ethical transgressions, not just technical breaches. Now, for boards, the lesson is unambiguous. You must understand the intricacies of your AI tools and enforce governance that anticipates and neutralizes both cybersecurity threats on the one hand and ethical vulnerabilities on the other. So how do boards and C-suites rise to this challenge? Well, first, you need to consider cyber ethical integration. In other words, command the unification of cybersecurity and ethical AI practices. So for example, direct your CISO, Chief Information Security Officer, to integrate ethical principles into cybersecurity protocols, ensuring AI systems not only defend against intrusions, but also resist contributing to unethical outcomes. Second, you want to focus on proactive ethical guardrails and setting them in place. So for example, mandate the development of such ethical guardrails that are embedded within your cybersecurity strategy from the ground up. This is a directive to preemptively address potential harm from AI operations, making ethical considerations a cornerstone of cybersecurity measures in your organization. The third thing you can do is really, it has to do with cybersecurity oversight for ethical AI. To begin with, as a board member or C-suite executive, expand your oversight to encompass not just the security of AI technologies, but also the security of the values they embody and propagate, right? Think about that for a second. It's essential to ensure that AI technologies adhere to the highest standards of data integrity and ethical use, right? The fourth thing you can do has to do with risk assessment for ethical breaches, right? So what does that mean? Insist on comprehensive risk assessments that account for ethical breaches as part of your cybersecurity purview. So understand that a breach of ethics in AI utilization can be as damaging as a breach of data, warranting equal vigilance and preparedness. Now, in steering the course of generative AI within the cybersecurity landscape, it's incumbent upon you as a fiduciary to be the architect, and for your entire board and C-suite to be the architects of a future where innovation is cradled within the bounds of ethical governance, right? Now, tomorrow in episode 164, we venture further, examining how to pivot AI's potential towards fostering global digital trust to begin with. Until then, I'm Andrei Setnarsky, providing the compass for your board and C-suite journey through the complex maze of generative AI at CyberBoardcast by CyberNation Central, where the cybersecurity of tomorrow is forged in the ethical diligence of today.